From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, March 20th.
Coming up, the North State is heating up early. We'll have more about what Chico residents are saying about this week's unusual March temperatures.
Also, a new poll shows Californians are sharply divided over two controversial initiatives likely headed for the November ballot.
And a roller coaster tragedy and a second chance at life. The musical Ride the Cyclone opens next week in Paradise.
More on those stories, but first, California Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday he supports a legislative proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farmworkers Day. This comes amid allegations of rape and sexual misconduct tied to Chavez. Here's Newsom during a press conference.
What Cesar represented was a movement, farm workers movement, the labor movement, and it's right to celebrate that movement. And so I'm certainly supportive of the direction that many are promoting, including members of the legislature, and we'll look forward to moving that along in an expeditious way.
The proposal was authored by Democratic Senate and Assembly leaders Monique Limon and Robert Rivas, and issued after a similar proposal by a GOP lawmaker. In a statement, they said the legislature and state leaders will work together with local governments and school districts on addressing laws and statutes. Chavez died in 1993.
North State residents are coping with the unusually high temperatures in the low 90s this week. Many in Chico were in Lower Bidwell Park yesterday morning in order to get outside when it was cool. At the park's baseball diamond, players from Chico's senior softball league gathered for a game. Nearby, walkers, runners, and cyclists were also out and about before the heat hit. That included Randy Zimmel, who was on a walk near Sycamore Pool.
Just trying to get a walk in before it gets too hot. Then we'll find some air conditioning and that'll be it.
Chris Sylvain also timed her bike ride for the cooler hours. She struggles with summer temperatures and sees this week's heat as a time to adapt.
It's a little to get used to, and I'm finding in the afternoons I pretty much just want to sit on my front porch and drink iced tea.
The National Weather Service says more high temperatures are expected today.
And the North State could fall back into drought by early summer. A new three-month outlook from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration shows dry conditions are likely to develop across the Sacramento Valley by late June. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, none of California was in drought as of this week, but Shasta County and parts of Butte County were listed as abnormally dry.
In other news, an online petition is circulating in Shasta County calling for the removal of Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis and Assistant Registrar Brent Turner. KRCR reports that members of a group called Shasta Exposed say they're concerned about election integrity and public trust under their supervision. Curtis has been pushing for hand-counting ballots, single-day voting, and limits on mail-in ballots, even as those changes conflict with current California law.
And staying in Shasta County, a long-planned mental health facility for the region there may not move forward. That's after the state of California declined to fund the project. The True North Behavioral Health Campus would have provided psychiatric and crisis services. The project was expected to cost more than $200 million, with much of that coming from the state. Arch Collaborative is the nonprofit behind the facility. It says in a statement that it was not given a reason for the decision, but it says cost and local politics may have played a role. Some local leaders had gone back and forth on their support for the campus.
A new poll shows Californians are sharply divided over two controversial initiatives likely headed to the November ballot.
One is a billionaire wealth tax to fund health care. The other is a voter ID requirement.
The poll from UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies finds 52% of likely voters support the wealth tax. Voters are nearly evenly split on voter ID, with 44% in favor and 45% opposed.
The poll's director says partisan divides are driving that split.
Lastly, prepare yourself for a wild ride at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise. The musical Ride the Cyclone follows six teenagers who are killed in a roller coaster accident and then trapped in limbo as they compete for a chance to return to life. Director Jerry Miller is tackling the material and believes the characters will resonate with audiences.
Each individual is so different in their worldview, and their stories are so individual that it allows you to create different feelings, spaces, and imagery.
Miller is aware of the show's heavy themes, but he says there are also glimmers of hope and a sense of justice.
I find it very touching, and though we play with the darkness, it emerges into light, both metaphorically and literally.
Ride the Cyclone opens next Thursday and plays through April 12th.
And those are your headlines for Friday, March 20th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more stories, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.